by monks bent on a schism. Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 296, and it's Mahavagga 10, part 1. We're beginning a whole new Mahavagga today. So Mahavagga means great division. Generally, it's the... So we're in the Vinaya Pitaka, these six books, the first basket, what I'm calling the first basket of the Tipitaka, the discipline basket. So first there were the rules for monks, then the rules for nuns, and then now the Mahavagga. If you would like to start at the beginning of the Mahavagga, you can click right there. That's the Mahavagga playlist. If, on the other hand, you would like to go all the way back to, like, 3.5 years ago, was it really? My gosh. When we started reading the Tipitaka with the beginning of the rules for monks, then you can click right here for the Tipitaka playlist. Of course, you can look at those playlists and scroll up and down. And if you happen to know the Pali name of a particular set of rules or a particular section that you, I don't know, would like to hear read aloud, maybe my whatever 2 cents I have to say about whatever aspect of the... it's not just rules, of course, it's the stories attached to the rules, how the rules came to be, that kind of thing. So the exciting thing about beginning a new Mahavagga is that's usually where the story is. Once we're getting toward the end of the Mahavagga, that's where the abundance of those three dots that the Pali Text Society... Thank you, Pali Text Society. The three dots that the Pali Text Society loves to add. Special shout out to I.B. Horner. I decided to throw that in just to acknowledge. I read her Wikipedia page for the first time. I've been reading her translation again for 3.5 years, and interesting character. I think it was, I don't remember it. I don't have a photographic memory or anything. That's why I have to read things aloud, record myself reading them, then edit them, then watch them, hoping that eventually some of it will get absorbed into the gray matter sponge. But anyway, I think she had a cousin who became a Theravadan monk in Sri Lanka or something like that. And that kind of got her started on... anyway. So check out I.B. Horner's Wikipedia page if you'd like. I'll link it below. Why not? Okay. All right. Let us begin. Without further ado, was there anything else? I don't think so. I'll go ahead and get started. Hope everybody's doing well. The Great Division, Mahavagga 10. At one time, the Awakened One, the Lord, was staying at Kosambi in Ghosita's monastery. Now at that time, a certain monk had fallen into an offense. He saw that offense as an offense, but other monks saw that offense as no offense. Oh, this is a new situation. Okay. After a time, he saw that offense as no offense. While the other monks saw that offense as an offense. Okay. Then these monks spoke thus to that monk, quote, "You, your reverence, have fallen into an offense. Do you see this offense?" End quote. Quote, "There is not an offense of mine, your reverences, that I can see." End quote. Then these monks, having obtained unanimity, suspended that monk for not seeing the offense. But that monk had heard much. He was one to whom the tradition had been handed down. He was an expert on Dhamma, an expert on discipline, an expert on the summaries. He was wise, experienced, clever. He was conscientious, scrupulous, desirous of training. Then that monk, having approached monks who were his comrades and intimates, spoke thus, quote, "This is no offense, your reverences. This is not an offense. I am unfallen. I have not fallen. I am unsuspended. I am not suspended. I was suspended by a formal act that was not legally valid. Reversible, not fit to stand."
And it's worth fuck all.
"Let the venerable ones be my partitions on account of the rule, on account of discipline." End quote. And that monk gathered as partitions the monks who partisans, there we go.
Partisan, what do you call it? Hacks.
As partisans, the monks who were his comrades and intimates. And he sent a messenger to monks in the country who were his comrades and intimates, saying, quote, "This is no offense, your reverences. Three dots. Not fit to stand. Let the venerable ones be my partisans on account of the rule, on account of discipline." End quote. And that monk gained as partisans those monks in the country who were his comrades and intimates. Then these monks, who took the part of the suspended one, approached those monks who had suspended him. Having approached, they spoke thus to the monks who had suspended him. Quote, "This is no offense, your reverences. This is not an offense. This monk is unfallen. This monk has not fallen. This monk is unsuspended. This monk is not suspended. He was suspended by a formal act that was not legally valid, reversible, not fit to stand." End quote. When they had spoken thus, the monks who had suspended him spoke thus to the monks who took the part of the suspended one. Quote, "This is an offense, your reverences. This is not no offense." Not to be confused with like the double negative that still remains a negative, like it ain't no offense would mean it's no offense, but in this case it is not no offense. Double negative intentionally cancels out. It is an offense, right? Never mind. "This monk has fallen. This monk is not unfallen. This monk is suspended. This monk is not unsuspended. He was suspended by a formal act that was legally valid, irreversible, fit to stand. Do not you, your reverences, take the part of this suspended monk. Do not side with him." End quote. But those monks who took the part of the suspended monk, although being spoken to thus by the ones who had suspended him, still took the part of that suspended monk and sided with him. Now, I was thinking to say, who do you side with? But the chapter started by saying the monk was guilty of an offense. He didn't see he saw the offense, and the other monks didn't see the offense. So he was like, oh, I did something wrong, didn't I? And everybody else was like, no, technically, no. I mean, no, you're good. And he was like, but no, I did something wrong. And they were like, no, it's fine. You're fine. And then eventually he was like, yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. But the other monks were like, you know, now that we think about it, you did something wrong. And he was like, no, I didn't. And they're like, yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. We're going to kick you out. We're going to suspend you. What? And then he went and found friends to be like, no, he's not guilty. I'm a character witness or whatever. Okay. All right. Enough commentary. Let's keep reading. Then a certain monk approached the Lord. Having approached, having greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. As he was sitting down at a respectful distance, that monk spoke thus to the Lord. Quote, "This is a case, Lord, where a certain monk has fallen into an offense. He saw that offense as an offense, but other monks saw that offense as no offense. After a time, he saw that offense as no offense, while the other monks saw that offense as an offense. Then, Lord, these monks spoke thus to that monk. (parentheses) It's all the same stuff again. You already read this. You don't need to read it again. Says Miss Horner. Thank you, Miss Horner. (parentheses) Do you see this offense? Wow. Directly asking Lord Buddha. I guess that'd settle it, wouldn't it? And quote within quotes. He said, quote within quotes, "Oh, no. Okay, he's still telling the story, right? There is not an offense of mine, your reverences, that I can see," end quote within quotes. "Then, Lord, these monks, having obtained unanimity, suspended that monk for not seeing the offense. But, Lord, that monk had heard much. He was one to whom the tradition had been handed down," (desirous of training. "Then, Lord, that monk," so they're all, this one monk is telling Lord Buddha the story that the book has already told you through me, right? So hence the three dots is, right? Where are we? "Then, Lord, that monk, having approached monks who were his comrades and intimates," (parentheses), it's this stuff again, really. "And, Lord, that monk gained as partisans the monks who were his comrades and intimates," "And, Lord, that monk gained as partisans these monks in the country who were his comrades and intimates." "Then, Lord, those monks who took the part of the suspended one." Doesn't it seem like gang warfare a little bit? Why are you kicking him out? He didn't mean it. The gun just went off. He didn't mean it. You know, like, never mind. Then notice they don't say what the offense is. I mean, I know that's probably because it doesn't matter what the offense is, but it's kind of fun to imagine all the... Never mind. "Then, Lord, those monks who took the part of the suspended one," (as in before, "when they had spoken thus, Lord, the monks who had suspended him spoke thus," "but those monks, Lord, who took the part of the suspended monk, although being spoken to thus by the ones who had suspended him, still took the part of that monk, that suspended monk, and sided with him." End quote. "Then the Lord, thinking," quote, "the order of monks is divided. The order of monks is divided." End quote. "Rising from his seat, approached the monks who had suspended that monk. Having approached, he sat down on the appointed seat. As he was sitting down, the Lord spoke thus to the monks who had suspended that monk. Quote, do not you, monks, thinking," quote within quotes, "it appears so to us, end quote within quotes, deem that a monk should be suspended on every occasion. This is a case, monks, where a monk has fallen into an offense. He sees that offense as no offense. Other monks see that offense as an offense. If, monks, those monks know concerning that monk," quote within quotes, "this venerable one has heard much. He is one to whom the tradition has been handed down," (desirous of training. "If we suspend this monk for not seeing the offense, we cannot carry out the observance together with this monk. We will carry out the observance without this monk. From this source there will be strife, dispute, contention, brawls. For the order, there will be schism in the order, dissension in the order, altercation in the order, differences in the order." End quote within quotes. "Monks, that monk should not be suspended for not seeing an offense, by monks bent on a schism. All right. This is a case, monks, where a monk has fallen into an offense. He sees that offense, three dots. I don't know how many of you have been in cults before, or highly organized bureaucratic cults, and had to forgive the sins of usually the cult leader, because to not do so would be schismatic thinking. But setting all that aside, we'll just keep reading, see where this goes. This is a case, monks, where a monk has fallen into an offense. He sees that offense, three dots, as in six, whatever, I'm not counting the paragraphs. If we suspend this monk for not seeing the offense, we cannot invite together with this monk. We will invite without this monk. We cannot carry out a formal act of the order together with this monk. We will carry out a formal act of the order without this monk. We cannot sit down on a seat together with this monk. We will sit down on a seat without this monk. We cannot sit down to drink congee together with this monk. We will sit down to drink congee without this monk. We cannot sit down in a refectory together with this monk. We will sit down in a refectory without this monk. We cannot stay under one roof together with this monk. We will stay under one roof without this monk. We cannot, according to seniority, carry out greeting together with this monk, rising up before one another, saluting with joined palms, doing the proper duties, but we will, according to seniority, carry out greetings, three dots. Doing the proper duties without this monk, from this source there will be strife, three dots, differences in the order. End quote within quotes. Monks, that monk should not be suspended for not seeing an offense by monks bent on a schism. I mean, I hate to say it, but what? These monks aren't bent on a schism. They're enforcing the rule. Whoever, you're the one who said schism. Sorry, I won't talk back to the Lord so much. Then the Lord, there's an end quote, end quote. Then the Lord, having spoken on this matter with the monks who had suspended that monk, rising from his seat, approached those monks who were taking the part of the suspended monk. Ah, is he both sidesing it? I mean, scolding both sides, not praising good people on both sides? Never mind. That's the common 2025 vernacular of both sidesing.
Very fine people on both sides.
Never mind. Having approached, he sat down on the appointed seat. As he was sitting down, the Lord spoke thus to the monks who were taking the part of the suspended monk. Quote, do not you, monks, having fallen into an offense, deem that amends should not be made for the offense, thinking, quote within quotes, we have not fallen. Are they all fallen now? Wow, I missed that part of the development. We have not fallen, end quote, in quotes. This is a case, monks, where a monk has fallen into an offense. He sees that offense as no offense. Other monks see that offense as an offense. If, monks, that monk knows concerning those monks, quote, within quotes, these venerable ones have heard much, three dots, as in two, three dots, desirous of training, something, I don't know, they didn't say. It is impossible for them, because of me or because of anyone else, to follow a wrong course through desire, through hatred, through stupidity, through fear. If these monks suspend me for not seeing the offense, if they do not carry out the observance together with me, if they carry out the observance without me, three dots, if they do not invite together with me, if they invite without me, three dots. If they, according to seniority, carry out greetings without me, rising up before one another, saluting with joined palms, doing the proper duties, from this source there will be for the order strife. Three dots. differences in the order. End quote within quotes, monks. The offense should be confessed, even out of faith in others, by a monk who is bent on schism. End quote. Then the Lord, having spoken on this matter with the monks who took the part of the suspended monk, rising from his seat, departed. Now at that time, monks taking the part of a suspended monk carried out the observance just there within the boundary and carried out a formal act of the order. But the monks who had suspended him, having gone outside the boundary, carried out the observance and carried out a formal act of the order there. Then a certain monk who had suspended him approached the Lord. Having greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. As he was sitting down at a respectful distance, that monk spoke thus to the Lord. Quote, Lord, these monks are taking the part of a suspended monk, what? Are carrying out the observance just there within the boundary. They are carrying out a formal act of the order. But we, the monks who have suspended him, having gone outside the boundary, are carrying out the observance. We are carrying out a formal act of the order there. End quote. Quote, monk, if these monks who are taking the part of the suspended monk are carrying out the observances just there, within the boundary, and are carrying out a formal act of the order, these formal acts of theirs will be legally valid, irreversible, fit to stand, because a motion and a proclamation have been laid down by me. If, monk, you monks who suspended him, carry out the observance just there within the boundary, if you carry out a formal act of the order, these formal acts of yours are also legally valid, irreversible, fit to stand, because a motion and a proclamation have been laid down by me. Okay, so he said the ones that are standing by the monk are within the boundary, and we, the ones who suspended him, are outside the boundary. And Lord Buddha said, if they do it in the boundary, they're good. If you do it in the boundary, they're good. Implying, according to how I'm reading it, that you're not good because you're not in the boundary. You're outside the boundary. You just said you were. Right? Are we on the same page? Let's see if we're on the same page with the author of this text. What is the reason for this? These monks belong to a different communion from yours, and you belong to a different communion from theirs. Monk, there are these two grounds for belonging to a different communion. Either of oneself one makes oneself belong to a different communion, or a complete order suspends one for not seeing, or for not making amends for, or for not giving up. Monk, there are these two grounds for belonging to a different communion. Monk, there are these two grounds for belonging to the same communion. Either of oneself one makes oneself belong to the same communion, or a complete order restores one who was suspended for not seeing, or for not making amends for, or for not giving up. Monk, there are these two grounds for belonging to the same communion. End quote. Okay. I mean, when critiquing or, you know, reading, when analyzing literature in present day, I feel there are slightly different rules or standards or conventions or, you know what I mean. But this is ancient scripture, ancient literature, translated into English. You know, we assume pretty well. So, So that, you know, we give it a little more leeway. Like, it's not like a 14-year-old has said, I have written a book, Father. Do you think that they will like it down at the publishing house? And you read it and you say, okay, here, son, here's what's wrong with this. It's not the same. This was already written, already published, and already revered, and already was the foundation for... You know what I mean? Okay. So... nothing's really been resolved, it seems. It seems like at first, you know, oh, there's a disagreement. You guys are being schismatic. Are they? Well, now they're two different orders. And he's saying, well, yeah, you're two different orders now. Isn't that bad? Isn't that rule number one? Well, no, not strictly speaking. I think rule number one was no sex, right? And then no killing and no stealing. Actually, I mean, in the order that they were given, I'm pretty sure it was no sex, no stealing, no taking away life, which includes suicide. And no pretending to have magical powers or, you know, that kind of thing. Actually having magical powers and then showing them off is a different rule that's not one of the big four. Whereas fomenting schism, I think, is second tier rule. So it's not the same. You get suspended or you get, you know, a formal meeting or whatever for doing that. Devadatta, I don't think, got kicked out. So that's, I mean, it's very interesting how, like Udayan, for instance, he did so many scummy things. Like, hundreds of really vile things right up to but not crossing the line into being a top tier, breaking a top tier rule. He killed, but he killed crows. He, you know, didn't quite have sex, but he tried to, you know. Anyway, enough about Udayan. So, all right, I mean, that was the setup. It ended. Then there was a new paragraph, so it's like, that's the story. That's the situation. Now we're going to go through, over these next episodes, I don't know how many, because I don't peek ahead. I don't know how long Mahavagga 10 is going to be. But that's the story, that's the situation. That is something that you can kind of figure would inevitably come up in a larger group, is this guy did something wrong or didn't do something wrong, but everybody around him thought he did something wrong. He insists he didn't do something wrong. They suspend him for doing something wrong. He doesn't think he did anything wrong, so he goes and gets allies. They come in and say, hey, he didn't do anything wrong. He's not suspended. And they say, yes, he is. Well, with us, he's not suspended. Okay. Well, with us, he is suspended. All right. Well, we're going to have our formal meetings in separate places. And now we're separate orders. Is that not the definition of schism? Or is that just being two orders? Two orders within the same order? I mean, it's Buddha's order. Is order a translation of Sangha in this case? Two different Sanghas? The Sangha divides, like mitosis or meiosis? Which one is it? Comment below. It's been a while since high school biology. Anyway. All right. I know that when I edit this and when I listen to it, things, when I'm a little unclear and a little confused about things, they usually become clear by the time I am done editing and listening to it. So maybe it's already clear to you. Anyway, I hope that you enjoyed today's reading nonetheless, and I look forward to coming back for Buddhist Books 297. The next episode here will be continuing with that Mahavagga 10. And all right. I hope everybody's doing well. And I'll go ahead and do our usual closing. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us, and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.